I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, Katie. So you just never know exactly the history of the people that you're working with now, do you?
Nope, you never do. And this is why everyone should always be investigated. If you're not investigating people, I think you should start. Okay. So there's a friend of mine who has been working in this office, and like within the last year or so, a new guy, he started. And he's kind of like standoffish, keeps to himself, but she always thought he was a little creep, like just that guy who just can't land dates and he just seems weird. But she doesn't really interact with him at all or anything like that. So one day she's in the office and she's headed to the break room and she overhears him having a conversation with another one of their coworkers. So she stops to eavesdrop and wants to listen to what's going on. One of the guys is talking about his AA meetings and how he has to go to them and all this other stuff. And then the creepy coworker, he mentions, hey, I got to go to meetings too. And the dude's like, AA? He's like, no. Now, I don't know how to say this. Piano playing meetings?
He's addicted to intimacy.
Yes.
Got it.
There we go.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So then the dude's like, oh, you just start going there on your own? He's like, no, court mandated.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay, now we got a story.
So she's like, oh, snap, what's going on? But then she just walks away. She's like, okay, I've heard a lot of this too much already. And she proceeds to figure out if it's court mandated, is he Googleable? And she Googles him.
And my man is just in the break room just sharing this, just openly.
Well, it was those two, so I guess they didn't think that anyone was like coming around the corner listening to the conversation.
Okay.
So she looks him up, and she sees that he has a history, a long history. He's been arrested like 3 to 4 times for assault towards women.
Ooh, now it's getting serious.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's like, oh, this dude has like a long criminal history.
Are these misdemeanors or felonies?
I don't know the difference. I don't know.
It don't matter.
Both pretty serious.
Yeah. And so now she's wondering, does she bring this to like HR? Does she tell them or do they already know? Like, do they do a background check on him or not? Like, what do you do when you find that information out about someone who's works in your office?
Well, she would know if they do background checks, right? Because they would have done one on her.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they did.
And then just said, well,
yeah.
I mean, our company does, but I don't know.
I mean, what else can you do? I mean,
but would you go ahead.
Except stay away from the person? What else can you do about it? Yeah.
Because it sounds like they hired him anyway. So if that's the case, then yeah, what she probably would be doing herself a disservice to go in there and try to stir the pot up.
Do you think every company has a policy where they Google people now to see if anything pops up?
I would think so. I mean, officially or unofficially. I don't even know if legally you're supposed to be able to do that, but come on, who's not?
Because I know technically you're not allowed to use their social media to determine whether or not you hire them, right?
Yeah, but people are doing it anyway.
I'm sure they still do.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Of course you do.
I mean, I think I'd play it safe for her and I wouldn't date the guy.
She's not going to do that. She just didn't know she needed to say something on behalf of what she found out. But there's also a possibility, like you all are saying, that they already know. But then why would they hire him?
Like, if you were a woman in the office and you found this information out, would you feel obligated to tell the other woman in the office that you have a, you know, get what I'm saying?
Ooh, let me ask you guys that. I mean, you're women. So would you want
to
know?
I wanted you to pretend like you had a vajayjay for a second.
Sometimes I've been accused of, like, being pretty close.
I sat here and was like, ooh, no, I will 100% tell immediately as soon as I found out. Just because you, okay, so here's the thing.
Is that gossip or is that doing, like?
To me, it's preparing you in case, if it's ongoing. Like, if it was one time, a very long time ago, I'm honestly probably not going to say anything. But if it's multiple repeated offenses, then I'm like, well, you have a pattern and you've established a pattern and a jury has found you guilty of a pattern or the government, whatever. So, yeah, I'm going to tell my fellow female coworkers to let them know. Don't be alone with this dude.
What are you going
to
do?
To me, it's sort of the same thing as, like, sex offenders, how they have to go around the neighborhood and be like, hey, this is what's up. So, I mean, if this person isn't obligated to do that with the people in his life, honestly, as a lady in the office, I would kind of feel like it's my duty to tell the other people.
Mm. I would do the same thing.
Yeah, because I would want to know
that
there's a guy like that just walking around the office. So
Cassie brings up a valid point. Does she know how recent the last offense is?
I didn't ask her what the last date was.
If he's doing court mandated... meetings, that has to be recent.
That's recent enough.
Because he's still fulfilling his obligation to the government.
All right, here's D saying it happened to me. Good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, so that happened at my job. We obviously don't do background checks, and I don't want to say what kind of field it is because it'll kind of give it away. Mm-hmm. But our HR assistant, he worked there, and... one of our coworkers had Googled him and found out that he had went to jail for assaulting, doing like cyber sex with like a cyber piano playing with the minor and everything. And so someone sent an anonymous text to a lot of the coworkers as well as the CEO and all of the higher ups. And two people quit, two ladies quit, and they wound up firing him.
Is that right? Okay.
Wow.
So now we know this guy's future if they do. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. There's your answer.
All right.
Okay.
The Bird Show.